KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, June 15th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Jalen Brunson would lead the New York Knicks to an NBA Finals Championship Saturday night. Brunson was named Finals MVP after he had a 45-point Game 5. The Knicks win in San Antonio 94-90 on Saturday nights. The Knicks won the series 4-1. It's their first NBA championship in 53 years since 1973. They won all three games in the series in San Antonio. The Knicks also rallied from double-digit deficits in all four victories. They were down 16 points on Saturday night. They were down 29 points last week in Game 4. Brunson set a new Knicks record for points in a finals game with 45. Also last night, it was the Carolina Hurricanes winning the Stanley Cup Championship for the first time in 20 years as they defeated the Vegas Golden Knights 3-0 in Game 6. Carolina wins the Stanley Cup Final 4-2. Carolina's defense dominated Game 6, holding Vegas to just 22 shots, while goaltender Brandon Bussey recorded his first career playoff shutout. Carolina captain Jordan Staal was awarded the Conn Smythe Trophy as the playoff MVP. The 37-year-old Staal became the oldest player to win the award after leading Carolina with 6 goals in the Stanley Cup Final. The championship is now the second in franchise history and their first since 2006. The Minnesota Twins would rally late yesterday to defeat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-4. It would be Twins pinch hitter Ryan Kreidler. He would have an RBI double off the center field wall in the eighth inning that scored Luke Keyshaw for the game-winning run. Kreidler had a pinch-hit single, scored the tying run in the seventh for Minnesota, which took 2 of 3 in the series. Victor Chiarentini had a 2-run home run for the Twins yesterday in the fourth. Byron Buxton, he stayed hot. He had 3 hits yesterday. He also drove in a run during that seventh-inning rally. Minnesota starts a 3-game series on the road tonight. They'll take on the Texas Rangers with first pitch at 7:05. Denny Hamlin captured his third straight NASCAR Cup Series victory yesterday, winning at Pocono for the fourth time this season and also the 64th win of his career. The 45-year-old Hamlin moved into sole possession of ninth place on the all-time wins list as he passes Kyle Busch and extended his Pocono dominance with his eighth career win at the track. NASCAR now heads to San Diego for their first ever street race in San Diego. They had one a couple years ago in Chicago. This will take place at Naval Base Coronado next weekend in Southern California. The College World Series continued yesterday in Omaha with the first elimination game as Troy defeated Ole Miss 12-8. In other action yesterday, number 5 ranked North Carolina defeated West Virginia 5-2. Another elimination game today between number 6 Texas and number 7 Alabama. It'll be at 1 p.m. this afternoon on ESPN, followed by a winner's bracket game between number 3 Georgia and Oklahoma. That's at 6 o'clock tonight. Coming up tomorrow, the first elimination game will be West Virginia and Troy. First pitch at 1 p.m. And that's a look at your sports for this Monday, June 15th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.